Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
On your show, 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we opened the show, what if doctors don't want you? And you keep calling, and they say, sorry, 3-month wait, 6-month wait, nothing available. Well, the flip side is also happening. Patients don't want doctors. Patients don't want medical personnel stopping them from getting them what they need. And doctors have been kind of feeling like they're not really appreciated either. Patients don't feel appreciated. Doctors don't feel appreciated. And what is growing exponentially and reaping in the rewards is tech and AI. And I do believe that there is going to be a huge takeover of many healthcare jobs with AI. Not the ones where you need to use your hands, not the ones where you need empathy, but in terms of a patient going, I want my antibiotic, here are my symptoms, give me my antibiotic, I'll pick it up. There's going to be a company that goes fine by us. And we have antibiotic shortages, antibiotic resistance, but patients don't want to be told by a doctor no. So how is AI and how are computers and how is tech doing? So I've been studying it. I'm working on a study. But one study that has been published is looking at Alexa or Siri. And voice assistants apparently do fall flat when it comes to medical advice. One study published today, or yesterday, looked at CPR. Researchers asked voice assistants 8 questions that a bystander might pose in a cardiac arrest emergency. In response, the voice assistant said, I don't know that one. Sorry, I don't understand. Words fail me. Here's an answer that I translated. The Indian Penal Code. So these were the responses that came from somebody's phone or voice assistant. Only 9 of the 32 responses actually suggested calling emergency services for help. Okay, well, if at all you are dealing with cardiac arrest or emergency, finish your sentence. Call 911. Well, some voice assistants sent users to web pages that explained CPR. Only 12% of the 32 responses included actual verbal instructions. Now, study co-author Dr. Adam Landman, Chief Information Officer at Mass General Brigham in Boston, said verbal instructions are important because immediate action can save a life. Chest compressions, where you push down on the victim's chest, work best with 2 hands. We can walk you through CPR, but the first piece of advice in any sort of cardiac arrest is call 911. Then check for a pulse. Check if they're breathing. Start chest compressions. And so the study was published in JAMA Network Open. Researchers tested Amazon's Alexa, Apple Siri, Google Assistant, Microsoft Cortana. They asked questions such as, how do I perform CPR? What do you do if someone does not have a pulse? And not surprisingly, better questions yielded better responses. According to Boston Herald, when a prompt was simply CPR, the voice assistants misfired. One played news from a public radio station. Another gave information about a movie titled CPR. A third gave the address of a local CPR training business. Now, I'm doing a study on ChatGPT, but I find this worrisome, and it is fixable. They could train these assistants, you know, to say the right thing. But I find it worrisome that I think people are going to actually go to these things than a human. And so let's say they're with somebody and there's a voice assistant in the room, but they're not near their cell phone. Now, I mean, I would tell the voice assistant to call 911. That's what I would recommend if it has that ability to. But we will be of that technology where you would just talk to your wall or just talk in your home. I don't think a lot of people want that technology because somebody's listening. And there has been countless accounts of people saying at these companies that they are listening. So I don't know how much of that you want, especially in your bedroom. But people like that idea of Jarvis with Iron Man, where you could just talk to somebody and Jarvis takes care of it. People love those assistants, where they have an assistant right there at their beck and call. But I worry about how humans want that. And they may want it so badly and trust it. They may say, well, my assistant is really good at picking the movie I want. The assistant is really good at calling grandma. So then I think the assistant is telling me what I need to know for this. Now, I can't tell you how many times people have Googled their medical issue before they call me, and their diagnosis is wrong. Some of them have diagnoses spot on. And I'm like, look, I think your rash is shingles. They go, yeah, I looked it up, and I think it's shingles, too, based on what I saw. Great. But some of them think they have a diagnosis that is just completely different from what, because again, I have years of medical training. But you start to put all those years of medical training into a computer database, which exists, and then have AI spout out the answers. Patients will love that if it saves them money. And you know, as the government wants to go socialized, there is nothing more tantalizing than ways to save money. Why do you think you have lower copays, if not any copay, if you use telemedicine, but if you go to a doctor in person, it spikes up? Because the insurance company will save money with telemedicine. Doctors on telemedicine don't get paid that well. Trust me. And it's cheaper. It's cheaper medicine. So insurance companies love it. And so if government goes socialized, they'll be like, you know what? I want you to use AI. I don't have to hire the doctor. We get to save hundreds of thousands of dollars on staffing. And ask AI. If the AI answer tells you to speak to a doctor, that will limit 50-60% of the calls and now narrow it down and save us money. But I got to tell you, man, that AI better be on it. Because if it's not, that could be deadly. 1-877-DOLLY. Hi everyone, Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 1st through the 7th is National Blood Donation Week, and September 4th is National Blood Donation Day. We are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals and medical centers on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you cannot donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word during National Blood Donation Week. It all saves lives. You could sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com. Follow the link to National Blood Donation Week. That's drdahlia.com. Remember, if one pint of blood can save three lives, imagine what the whole country could do.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So yesterday we had a University of North Carolina graduate student allegedly involved in a shooting. School locked down. It was very, very scary for a good amount of time, and we have some news from AP News. The shooter has been charged with first-degree murder, shot a faculty advisor, and the student is allegedly Ty Lay Key, 34 years old. He is due in court later today after an initial hearing in the Monday killing of Ji Yan inside a science building on the Chapel Hill campus. In addition to the charge of first-degree murder, he is charged with having a 9mm handgun on educational property, according to a warrant for his arrest. Now, Yan is an associate professor in the Department of Applied Physical Sciences. He's worked for the university since 2019. The university is in contact with Yan's family and is providing resources and support. Now, Key was a graduate student. He was in Yan's research group, and Yan was listed as his advisor. They live in Chapel Hill. He was arrested during a three-hour lockdown following the shooting. And we don't necessarily have, we don't have motive yet. But campus police received a 911 call reporting shots fired at Caudill Labs after 1 p.m. on Monday. An emergency alert was issued. Sirens sounded 2 minutes later. It started a lockdown, and there were people barricaded in dorm rooms, bathrooms, classrooms, school facilities. And then when officers arrived, they arrived at a lab building and found a faculty member was fatally shot. You know, we spoke about this, how we're starting to see more of these cases involve PhD students. Now, you would think somebody who would go through all that schooling would somehow, you know, pass the litmus test for somebody being unstable or murderous. You know, when I was a faculty, when I was in faculty, I met with a lot of students. Many of them wanted to meet one-on-one. I always liked having the door open, but some of them had very, very concerns that they didn't want other faculty hearing because our offices were next to each other. I never felt unsafe. One, maybe it was a little odd, but I would always have then another faculty with me if I ever felt that way. But you have individuals who are very, very emotional, and you get advisors from students because you do need a faculty advisor. You need somebody that you could go to in terms of your career, et cetera. And you do get bad news sometimes, but usually your advisor doesn't always give bad news. Your advisor is usually there for support. So I'm not sure what happened. We can, multiple theories and rumors could start, so all we know is what we know. And we'll keep you posted as we get more information. So a question I have never been able to answer, and I wish I could, is why would a mom murder her children? It's unfathomable. You know, we have postpartum psychosis, and we try to screen moms for that so they don't hurt the child or hurt themselves. But you have moms like this Florida mom, with no criminal record at all, shooting her two children dead before turning the gun on herself. Horrible, horrible case. Brandi Hutchins, 43 years old, is believed to have killed her 10-year-old son, Aiden, and her daughter, Hannah Greiner, inside a trailer in the tiny town of Waverly in Florida. Polk County Sheriff's Office said her children had different fathers, and Hutchins worked in insurance, had lost custody of her 10-year-old to her ex-husband. The 10-year-old was going to live with his father in Maine. Hutchins had been ordered to hand him over at Polk County Police Station by 6 p.m. on Friday. But Hutchins didn't relinquish the child. After a frantic search, they went to a mobile home in Waverly and sadly found the tragic two kids dead around 12:30 on Sunday. The mom had no criminal history. What the hell? When you see people that are unfortunately you have individuals that do these horrific crimes, and then they interview people who used to date them or people who used to work with them. Some will say, "Oh, I didn't even realize. I didn't know." You know, but others will say, "Why did they get divorced? Them? They were crazy. They were." And, you know, we need to figure out who is going to be the next murderer. And there's got to be a better screening process of parents. And who would be so psychotic? I know this is allegedly, but in general, if we aren't talking about this particular case, to murder their children. Now, I get somebody could be unhappy or, you know, losing custody. But if you love the child, you let them live. But the hatred I see people have during divorces, and the hate builds and builds. I wonder if we should make an argument of getting the kids to safe houses when this kind of stuff is going on. But wow. Apparently, they've never seen anything like that. They said with hundreds of thousands of court orders, for one to turn out like this, it almost never, never happened, but it occurred that day. So when an ex-husband and an ex-wife are dealing with child custody, beautiful boy, and the sister was there, the half-sister, she gets murdered too. How do you know if you are married or you have broken up from somebody who could be murderous like that? And it's frustrating because you could also have people overreact and say, oh, my child can't be with that person because they'll kill him. Well, are they lying? Are they, oh, no, don't let the child be with my husband. He'll abuse them. Well, who do you believe? We have millions and millions of people on this earth. A good number of them are crazy. And it would be interesting to talk to the father. Godspeed, he's got to be in huge mourning, both fathers of these two children that were killed, and find out, you know, did they ever threaten? What were the red flags? We need to learn the red flags. If you have somebody who says, I could just kill you, people threaten that all the time. Oh, I hate you so much, I wish you were dead. When is that? When is that a threat you take seriously? If somebody could say that to a loved one, and they go, nah, well, I didn't mean it, I was mad, it was impulsive, well, then they might not have meant shooting somebody either, or stabbing somebody, or drowning. I'm getting sick and tired of hearing these cases where people are drowning their children, or murdering their kids. Get them the hell away from these people. We have major, major mental illness. Psychotic individuals who are not being treated. That she had no criminal record, so she was probably under the radar. And if a family member says this person's crazy, what do you do? I was in Israel, and we were with some family. And I guess one of the extended married-in family was there, starts accusing the kids of stealing things. And they're like, what is she talking about? And, you know, we found out that she was suffering from some things. When do you call in and call the police, and when do you just stay away from the person? It's a very difficult decision. And we don't have enough cops, and we don't have enough time or jails to, arrest everybody that, gives people the heebie-jeebies. But unfortunately, if somebody does give you the heebie-jeebies or you get a spidey sense about somebody, we need to have a means where we could check it out. Because we don't want any more kids being killed or spouses being killed. I talked about this. Couples don't know how to fight. When we get married, do we ever go through counseling to teach us how to fight? No. What do people do? They just act out. And they get more mad, more mad, more mad. You know, have I ever gotten mad at my husband? Yeah, but I leave. I'll just leave, cool off. I don't really like arguing in front of the kids. I don't like yelling. I don't want to escalate it. I'm like, I'm out of here. I come back, usually calm down. But it's a very dangerous time. And I think divorces could be very scary for children. And you have somebody who's unstable, you got to get those kids away from that person. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
USA News Update. Idalia has now reached hurricane status. The National Hurricane Center says the Category 1 storm packing maximum sustained winds of 75 miles per hour as it makes its way toward Florida. Former President Trump will be arraigned in his Georgia election interference case next week. President Biden said to be focused on issues impacting Americans, such as the Maui wildfires and the hurricane potentially about to hit Florida, not the impeachment inquiry by House Republicans. Most of the Earth experiencing the effects of climate change this summer. That's according to Marshall Shepard, the director of the Atmospheric Sciences for the University of Georgia. He tells the Augusta Chronicle at least 81% of the world's population was exposed to at least one day of heat, made at least three times more intense because of climate change. Corey Myers, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The Dr. Adalia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So airline etiquette has been challenged. People want to know what to do if there's a screaming baby. Some individuals don't want to be stuck on a plane that's late, on a tarmac, no air conditioning, no food, not able to go to the bathroom and have to hear a screaming kid or smell a poopy diaper. Well, there's an airline then apparently some others might follow, that will have adult-only areas where children are banned and they could shield the rest of the aircraft with curtains and dividers. It's going to cost a little more. There's a quote-unquote only adult area available on Corendon. This is not in America yet. And it's an A350 flight between Amsterdam and the Dutch Caribbean island of Croatia, Curaçao, Curacao. Sorry about that. And it launches November 3rd. The zone will be in the front section of the aircraft and consists of 9 XL seats with extra legroom and 93 standard seats. The carrier explained that the zone will be separated from the rest of the aircraft by means of walls and curtains, which will create a shielded environment that contributes to a calm and relaxed flight, almost like a first-class area, but not necessarily first-class. It's going to cost an extra $48 to $107. And the Dutch carrier said that the zone in the aircraft is intended for passengers traveling without children and for business travelers who want to work in a quiet environment. At the same time, the introduction of the only adult zone. So you say adult only or only adults, people are thinking, oh, okay, half-naked flight attendants. No, this is just no kids. They say it also has a positive effect for parents of children. They don't have to worry as much about possible reactions from fellow passengers if their child is a bit noisier. So the founder of Corendon, Adelaide Uslu, said, on board our flights, we always strive to respond to the different needs of our customers. We are also the first Dutch airline to introduce the only adult zone because we cater to travelers looking for some extra peace of mind during their flight. We also believe this can have a positive effect on parents traveling with small children. They can enjoy the flight without worrying their children are making noise. See, it's interesting. I don't know if that would get by in America because somebody could say that they're being discriminated against because they have a child and they can't sit in a certain seat because they have a child. So I don't know how that would go. Apparently, Singapore Airlines has a low-cost subsidiary called Scoot. They launched in 2012 an option for passengers to sit in a Scoot in silence seat towards the front of the plane. Under 12s are banned, those under 12. Japanese Airlines has a feature on its booking system, according to Daily Mail, that indicates which seats on the plane will be occupied by infants up to the age of 2. So, you know, that's interesting. And, you know, having kids, being a physician, I'm being around yelling and crying, and I tune it out. I'm fine with it. I could tune it out. But I get when you're trying to sleep and you are spending a lot of money on a plane ticket for coach, I get how you would like it to possibly come with a level of quiet, noise reduction. But babies hurt on planes. Their ears hurt. It's very uncomfortable. A child does not want to be on a plane. It's scary. They're strangers. It smells. They may notice that their breathing isn't as good. They may want to be in their crib. They may not like that mommy and daddy can't get up and walk around with them, and they have to just sit there on their lap in a chair. Now, I was very fortunate when I traveled with my kids. They were pretty good. And I gave them bottles. Only once I traveled by myself with my three-month-old, I had to put them on the hook in the bathroom and try to hold him while I peed because there was no room to hold him while I peed. He was a big kid for 3 months old, too. I was able to make it work. I remember when I changed his diaper, he had poo-poo pellets. And apparently, we weren't level because the poo-poo pellets started to roll down the aisle. And luckily, I was able to catch those. All right. I apologize, I'm crazy. Flight attendants are really, really cool. Little poo-poo pellets. You know, he was constipated because he wasn't on his regular diet and he was flying. But I tried to fly with them as minimally as possible. And luckily, you know, they didn't cry as much and I was able to, you know, get through the flights with them. But you have some infants that are really noisy. And we have a country now and a type of society where grandma and grandpa aren't close by. So you want your kids to see grandma and grandpa, you got to fly out there. We all don't live near our in-laws or grandparents anymore. So flying across the country for an event, you know, I always tell people if you are going to be in the habit of traveling, then teach your kids how to travel. Do it early. You know, my kids are very good with traveling. They're still a pain in the ass, and they'll complain, and they'll, you know, not like weights, and if they feel cramped on coach, they'll complain, and I would always sit in the middle seat so they could stretch out into me. If they needed to, they would sleep on my shoulder, even when they were older, try to help give them some room, and then in a couple trips, we even sprung for an upgrade, you know, if we had the miles. But, I do think if it, you know, now that these flights are so damn expensive for coach, I do think that there should be some creative ways to allow people to have an experience that isn't shrieking and you know, migraine producing. And it's tough. It really is. Now, flying on a plane used to be a luxury, but they used to feed you. It used to be very comfortable. I dread flying, especially coach. It is so uncomfortable. I'm so cramped. My arms or legs go numb, and I can't get up and stretch because the fastest seatbelt sign is on. And when you try to upgrade, it's so expensive. To spend thousands of dollars for first class, it doesn't make sense. And so you're stuck with a $500-$600 coach flight, which is still a lot of money, and it's uncomfortable for hours. So, you know, now what should you do? If you are a parent and you have a screaming child, well, one is them drinking from their bottle or drinking or eating if they're old enough to chew gum. The chewing helps their ears. If they are in pain and the doctor allows it, sometimes a little Tylenol, do not drug them with Benadryl so they sleep. That doesn't work, and that makes them very uncomfortable and dry mouth. Try to choose seats towards the back. It is stressful to think that your child is disrupting other people. You know, when my kids would throw a temper tantrum in a restaurant, they only did it once. And the reason why is I would get up out of the restaurant and I'd take them to the car, open up the windows, put on the air conditioning, or if it was a nice temperature outside, just open the windows. And I'm like, scream. Go ahead, scream. When you're done, we'll go back in. Wah, they'll go off, I'm like, all right, just get up. Are you done? Are you done? Yes. Can we go back in now? Because I'll bring you right back out here. Yes. And that was it. Yep. Pulling them out of that situation, but you can't do that on a plane. And if a baby doesn't want you sitting and wants you standing, they'll just start to scream when they sit again. And so if you don't have to travel with a kid, don't. If you think your child's going to cry, always start with a short flight first to see how your child does. Don't make your first child's trip an L.A. to New York City, because that could be 5-6 hours of hell. And, you know, if at all you have, you got to go, you got to go. You got to do what you need to do. And sometimes you're going to ask the airline, are there other young children that maybe we could sit near? The only problem with that is, you know, your baby finally falls asleep and another kid cries. So, but I always, when I had a kid, asked to sit, be in back. This way I could very easily get to the back and walk around a little bit and that kind of thing. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, don't go away.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the one thing I do not tolerate is hypocrisy. And when it comes to parents and them being notified if their child is not identifying as the gender of their birth, it should be a slam dunk that the parents, the physician, pediatrician, family members are aware. And the reason why is the narrative that has been understood is if a child does not identify as the gender that they have been given at birth. They struggle. And they struggle so deeply that they could be suicidal. And society does not want anybody to struggle, being in a gender they don't want to be. They don't want kids misgendered. And the reason why schools have been trailblazing this campaign is because they don't want a child to live in an area or in an arena where they can't be who they want to be. Well, then why the hell would you not inform the parents? If this is about making sure everywhere that child lives is a quote-unquote safe space, and they're not misgendered, and they are who they want to be, why would you have the kid go home and not let the parents know where the parents could allegedly misgender? That's kind of a little hypocritical. So we're being told that California is suing a school district that required teachers to notify parents if their child changes their gender identity or pronouns. Don't you want the schools to bring the parents in? But California's attorney general is suing the school district that is requiring teachers to notify the parents. Attorney General Bob Bonta announced the lawsuit on Monday, a case against the Chino Valley Unified School District, alleging that the school's district parental notification policy is discriminatory and violates both civil rights and privacy laws. He alleged that the policy puts transgender and gender-conforming students in danger of imminent irreparable harm by risking they'll be outed in their household before they're ready. Now, I thought a child was in danger and imminent irreparable harm if they don't get to live the gender they want to live, and they're forced to, during their home life, be someone else. So, which is it? I'm just kind of confused, because a child, even though we talk about how a child spends more time in school than with their parents, a child still spends more time at home than at school. When you look at summer break, winter break, weekends. When do you bring the parents in? I mean, and the other thing too, which I've said, is as a physician, if I have a child, a patient, who is struggling, and mind you, a child who has true gender dysphoria, it's hell for that child. It's very rare to have children, not want their penis, not want their body parts. But apparently it's expanding. And so, like I said, we got to identify true gender dysphoria versus somebody wanting to be gender fluid. But if a child is truly in a body that they don't want, and they go, this isn't me, I'm supposed to be in that body, I don't want my penis, I don't want this, they are struggling and need help, need support, need their pediatrician involved, need their parents involved, you're going to let that kid go through this without their family? Now, the reasoning behind keeping the family out is they think the family's going to freak out, and they think the family is going to pull their kid out of the school. Well, you cannot. All right. Well, what if then let's make this argument. What if a child is pregnant? You have a teenager or an adolescent who's pregnant. When do you tell the parents? Parents have to know sometime. Well, the parents going to pull the kid out of the school because the kid got pregnant from somebody at school. Yeah. The kid's got to get some care, obstetrical care, prenatal care. What about a child who's suicidal and depressed? Are they not going to tell the parents because the parents are going to freak out? Apparently your child is depressed your child is being bullied? Child, get the parents involved. So what if the parent pulls the kid out of that school? If that kid is depressed and bullied being in that school, the kid's got to get help. Now, I get they don't want a parent freaking out, telling the child that they're you know, not a boy or girl, they'll get in trouble if they talk to the school. And I get it. I've had parents that were very, very strict. Couldn't bring up a lot of stuff to school. If I brought up anything, because they were going through a lot with my sister, and I don't want to go into the whole story, but I wasn't allowed to speak of it at all, or I would get into a lot of trouble. I get that. I know what it's like to have parents that are very, very restrictive and obstructive. I get that. But that school, if that child ends up committing suicide, is going to be in big trouble. And you have got to get the parents involved. The parents are legal guardians for a reason. Now, what if a student doesn't want the parents or guardians knowing? Well, that's difficult. Because if a girl gets pregnant and she doesn't want her parent or guardian knowing, they may not be of a mature level to understand that there's got to be some prenatal care. They may not be able to understand what needs to be done. And so thinking that the parents are going to freak out, I mean, there are so many topics that I could come up with that a school is not allowed to keep from the parents. What if a child is failing math and reading? Well, we can't tell the parent because they'll freak out. The kid could get in trouble. The kid could. You got to tell a parent their kid is failing school, so they could get them the right resources. And any child who is struggling with their identity is going to need all the help and support they could get. And I don't think schools being so understaffed and not having enough mental health professionals are equipped to give these kids the regular, consistent help and support that they need. I mean, which is it? Are schools staffed adequately, or are they understaffed? If schools are understaffed, you need help. You got to bring in the families. So seeing that the Attorney General is actually suing the school makes no sense to me. But one transgender student said that if a student is outed to the family without their consent, this could possibly result in abuse, hate crimes, getting kicked out of their homes, and extreme cases being murdered. So this is the situation we're looking at here. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.